Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Matt Bellis is with us. Liberty Health Share. We'll talk to you about how you can obtain healthcare freedom today. Healthcare freedom today with Liberty Health Share. They've got they just got the answers for you if you're looking to get out from underneath. And look, with all of the insurance and all the things and the lack of choices, Man, being able to direct your own medical care is critical. Liberty HealthShare allows you to do that. Give them a call today, 855-585-4237. Let's see, top of the next hour, Money B is with us. We'll be visiting about, well, we're going to talk about personal responsibility. And what does that mean? What does that look like? And what are some things that we can do to overcome? The push to try to create division is so prevalent, and there are a lot of folks that are pushing back. My good friend Derek Wilburn, as a matter of fact, he's literally all over the news right now. He is the father that stood up at the Colorado school board meeting and gave the impassioned speech. His family, they were slaves, and he talks about that, and he talks about personal responsibility. He talks about the freedoms that he has enjoyed and has here in the United States of America. And so at any rate, Derek's speech is right out there, where everybody could see it. We'll talk about that with Money B coming up top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, we are joined by Matt Long, and we're going to talk about, something that Dutch Sheets has written to the church that I think is very appropriate, asking the question, how can you possibly be Christian and be a part of the Progressive Democratic Party? And he lays out the arguments on that subject. He doesn't suggest that you join another party. He just simply asks, how do you support these things? And no matter where you're going, if your pastor is not speaking truth, you need to stop supporting that pulpit and find somewhere else to go. We'll talk about it. But joining me now, And we've been talking about spiritual warfare here on Chosen Generation Radio with a gentleman. I can't think of someone who's better equipped to have this conversation with. He and I, he taught me about deliverance. I've been involved in deliverance ministry now for over 20 years. He's been doing it for over 40 years. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Ken Thornburg and Freedom Encounters. Ken, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, it's always great to be with you, Greg. Always.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I want to remind our listeners very quickly that last time that you were with us, we talked about the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Just this past Saturday in India, we had 58 people that received Jesus Christ. We had 30 people that received healings during our prayer time and our meeting. We had three people in particular that said that they were delivered from an evil spirit. And one of the weapons that we use there in India is Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Folks, if you're in any kind of challenge at all, and I think most everyone is, when you get up in the morning, just lay your hands as you pray on your own temples and recite that verse. Christ in you, his faith in you, that's how you overcome. We want to talk to you about that and about perseverance today. And Ken, I'm going to read the first portion of this, and then we'll get into it. This is out of Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verse 32. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. Ken?
Yep. You know, the operative word there, Greg, is word after. I wonder how many of our listeners who are followers of Christ noticed that they lived one particular way and it seemed like, well, it had some satisfaction and not a lot of opposition. And then they learned the truth about the gospel. And they asked the Lord Jesus to come into their heart, to transform them, change them, forgive their sin, move them on towards a new life. And suddenly, literally, all hell broke loose. And they're like, wait a minute. The person praying for me said I would have a better life and that things would go better. And they're like, totally confused. But you know, this word really kind of sums it up. After you were illuminated, after you were enlightened, meaning the point in time when you recognized and learned that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. And you're supposed to say, oh boy, isn't this fun? Not. Hello. And you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches from obviously other people and tribulations of all types, see? And partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. In other words, maybe you didn't know it, but everybody else who was in a position of being a follower of Jesus Christ was experiencing a lot of the same thing. And you're like, what's with this? Why would I be experiencing more trouble, more tribulation, after making truly the most important decision of my life? Well, prior to that, you were no threat to the realm of darkness and Satan and his emissaries. But as soon as you became a Christian, And because you are made in the image of God, something that Satan hates and despises, suddenly you went from the outer rings of the target to the bullseye. It's automatic. Now, if you go to Revelation 12:11, Greg, says he was overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That's already a moot point. That's already happened. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's over and done. And by the word of the testimony, and often that's where preachers stop. They don't continue on. The rest of the verse says, and to those who don't love their lives unto death. See, Satan doesn't mind bleeding sheep. Bleating, not bleeding. Bleating sheep. Mm-hmm. He is afraid of roaring lions. That lion of Judah. Because every single one of us who knows Jesus Christ has that lion of Judah within us that can overcome. And as a later scripture here says, can endure. They, when the enemy is coming at us, it's like, dude, is that the best you've got? Because I have the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. That one. I have that within me to overcome anything you throw and to help take down the realm of darkness and usher in the kingdom of God. And that goes for every single person who's listening to us, bar none. 100%. They are in that place. So the writer of Hebrews is recognizing that. Hey, yeah, you have had this problem. Yeah, you've had struggles. You've had tribulations. You've had reproaches. People going, how in the world could you do that at a time like this? You shouldn't be thinking about God. I mean, how ridiculous, yada, yada, yada. However, the scripture goes on, doesn't it? You had compassion on me in my chains. And here he is in chains writing this. Joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, of, you know, things that you own, your possessions, things like that. Knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Don't cast away your confidence, which has great reward. The reward, a lot of it, is coming. It's already there. It's sewn up. You've got it, and it's not going anywhere. But then he says, you have need of endurance. That means moving forward and developing character in spite of the weariness, in spite of the defeat, in spite of the hassle that you appear to be receiving. It says, after you've done that will of God, you're going to receive the promise. And that's where we just have to recognize that because of society as it is, and because of the day and hour that it is, that we're beyond the last days, okay? We're in the last moments, Greg. And the pressure and the tension and the opposition is going to be greater now than it's ever been. And we have to have that faith that you're speaking of. We have to have that faith in Christ. We have to have the endurance. We have the capability of it, and I'm encouraging everybody to do what it says in Ephesians 6. After having done all to stand, stand. Any final thoughts before we go to break there, Greg?
Well, just the completion of what it says in Revelation 12, where it says, for the devil's come down to you having great wrath because he knows that he has a short time. We'll be back to talk about that right after this.
Yep. Okay.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation radio show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest is Ken Thornburg. You know, Ken, as we talk about this, the other thing that I think is important to understand is the historical context of this. And even understanding John and where he's writing from. John is writing from the island of Patmos. John has been taken to the island of Patmos and dropped there as a prisoner. And they put him there. It was like going to Alcatraz, folks. Okay?
Yeah.
It was like being stuck out on Alcatraz, only you're stuck out on Alcatraz by yourself, alone. You're it. And they left him there to die. It was like being shipwrecked. They left him there to die. Christians were being told by both the Romans and by the religious leaders of Israel, stop worshiping this Jesus. They outlawed it. They said it's against the law. You can't meet. It was one of the reasons that they had some of the different emblems and symbols and means by which they communicated with one another.
Yeah.
And if you were caught, I mean, every single one of the disciples, save John, and I think there was one other one, but every one of them was, you know, crucified, murdered for their faith. And they were, and they're the martyrs we know of. There are others. The Christians were thrown. They were collected. Remember that Paul's road to Damascus experience came after he had been going into Christian communities that they would discover and taking those people captive and delivering them to die. At this time,
and yet, yes, they didn't have a false hope, false expectation of some rapture that's going to zap them out of where they are right now, today, this hour, and send them to heaven. They knew the tribulation was going to come. They knew it.
Yes.
And we kind of have a phrase around this house, out of the pews and into the shoes. And that's what the Lord is looking for the followers of Christ that we just spoke of, to those who don't love their lives unto death. Those people spoken of in Revelation there, those are the ones who have taken up the truth, and it says, if not now, when? If we don't get up and speak and get active and endure and break through this now, when? Because there might be some of our listeners that are thinking, well, I know it's going to get better. No, it isn't. It isn't going to get better. It's going to get much worse first.
Well, and let's keep in mind, too, you know, we've got Coptic Christians in Egypt being beheaded. We've got right now Nigerian Christians right this instant, folks, that are being murdered, girls being raped. You heard just last week Dee Dee Laugesen talking about these girls who are taken and wedded off. Well, they're wedded off for 24 hours at a time to a different man every 24 hours. 12-year-old girls. And here we sit in America, you know, acting as though we're just kind of comfortable in our churches and we'll put on our masks and we'll take our vaccines, or we won't even go to our church. We'll say, oh, that's okay, go ahead, close the church. You know, we won't meet. All of these things. Folks, we have got to stand for Christ, or we will fall,
and we have
to have
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.